This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip, what are the secrets of the servitude of Allah, the worship of Allah, ubudiyyah, in the words of the late Imam Khomeini. So, dear listeners, we have been talking about in various sessions over some time now about the secrets of ubudiyyah, the secrets of the worship of Allah, and the keys and the secrets of how we can increase and enhance our ubudiyyah. Now, it's very interesting, but I ran across some words of Imam Khomeini which dealt with ubudiyyah, whether directly or indirectly. But what is interesting is that they were so down to earth and they were directly related to the concept of ubudiyyah that I felt like I just had to share it with you guys. So Imam Khomeini says, hasten, quicken, be quick to comprehend yourself, which is based in the divine disposition, fitratullah. And Imam Khomeini says, save yourself from the ruining whirlpool of the formidable waves of self-conceit and selfishness. So here, dear friends, two very beautiful things which can help us to increase and enhance our ubudiyyah. One is to comprehend yourself, think about yourself, reflect upon yourself. For there is a tradition which says, he who knows himself knows his Lord. And so here along these lines, Imam Khomeini is also telling us that we should think about ourselves, comprehend ourselves. And when we look deeply into our pure nature, we will find that we are created in a divine disposition. For there is a very innate knowledge and wisdom of knowing the difference between right and wrong. This is fitratullah. We all know that giving charity is good, and we all know that lying is bad. And then Imam Khomeini says something interesting. He says, save yourself from the ruining whirlpool of the formidable waves of self-conceit and selfishness. And so the first way for us to increase our ubudiyyah is to know ourselves and realize this divine disposition that every single one of us has. And the second thing to increase and enhance our ubudiyyah is to save ourselves from self-conceit and selfishness. Let go of the eye so that your inner eye can see Allah.
In the name of Allah, assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith who are listening to IRIB English Radio. Welcome to this segment of the program, Foresight. My name is Muhammad, and today I'd like to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajat al-Ta'ibin, The Whispered Prayer of the Repenters. Please stay with me. My God, You are He who has opened the door to your pardon and named it repentance. For you said, repent to God with unswerving repentance. What is the excuse of him who remains heedless of entering the door after its opening? My God, though the sins of your servant are ugly, your pardon is beautiful. My God, I am not the first to have disobeyed you, and you turned toward him, or to have sought to attain your favor, and you were munificent toward him. O responder to the distressed, O remover of injury, O great in goodness, I seek your munificence and your generosity to intercede with you. I seek your side and your showing mercy to mediate with you. So grant my supplication. Disappoint not my hope in you. Accept my repentance and hide my offense. Through your kindness and mercy, O most merciful of the merciful.
Welcome back, dear listeners, in continuation to what we were saying, where we were talking about how some of these words of Imam Khomeini are really secrets in enhancing our ubudiyyah. We talked about how we have been requested by Imam Khomeini to hasten to know ourselves, and when we have a deep knowledge of ourselves, we will find that we have been created in a divine disposition. Also, we had just talked about how we should save ourselves from self-conceit, from selfishness. These are two things which make us believe and pushes us towards this idea that we are the center of the earth, when in fact we are not the center of the earth. Continuing, we find that Imam Khomeini says, get on board Noah's Ark, the famous Ark of Salvation, I'm sure all of you know about. He says, Imam Khomeini says, get on board Noah's Ark, which is the light of Allah's guardianship, Wilayatullah. Because whoever gets on board this guardianship, Allah will be safe. And whoever stays behind and does not get on board this guardianship of Allah will become perished. It's very interesting, dear friends, but just as Prophet Nuh, in English he's known as Noah, he had this ark, right? He made this ark in which the people who got on it were saved, and the people who did not get on Prophet Nuh's ark, they perished in the great flood. Now here, Imam Khomeini says that the light of Allah's guardianship, the light, the nur, nur is the Arabic word for light, the light of wilayatullah, the guardianship of Allah, is Noah's Ark. And so in our ubudiyyah, in our servitude of Allah, we must know that Allah is our guardian. Allah is our wali. He is, again, our guardian. He is our protector. He is the one who saves us from calamities. Allah is the one who prevents calamities from happening to us. Allah is the one who gives us sustenance. He gives us rizq. It is Allah, truly, who is our guardian. And so when we realize these things and we realize the wilaya of Allah, then we begin to increase and enhance our servitude of Allah. Very beautiful statements, very profound from Imam Khomeini regarding ubudiyyah. And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Asad Jafari.
My first couple of years in the Hawza, and you know, they have two sets of teachers in the Hawza. One set of teacher is that teacher that teaches you the book, right? Is the Kitabi Ustad. And the other one is your spiritual guide. A murabbi almost, right? A person who is trying to like give tarbiyah to your soul, okay? I remember I had met the spiritual guide in my second or third year in the Hawza. I was introduced by another individual, and I had a one-on-one meeting with him. And he asked me, you know, what do you see yourself in terms of your struggles? And these are what my struggles, not that I was, I wasn't openly confessing sin. I was talking about my akhlaqi behavioral struggles. This is what I fight with on a daily basis. And he told me to make two lists. And I want all of you right now to mentally or maybe physically make two lists. One, list number one, list number two. It is an unbelievable exercise. On the first list, I want you to write all those names of people that you have wronged. Whether it's verbally lashing out, whether it's an email you sent that was nasty, whether it's an argument you had in front of somebody else, a post you made about them, I don't know, a comment you made in high school that you thought was funny but really hurt them. Make that list. The second list are people who have wronged you. Okay? Who have wronged you. Inappropriate comments, something that was made public, you know, those kind of things. All those things are there. We want to make sure that we make those two lists. And then he says to me that as you go through each list one by one, right, on the list of those people who have wronged you, he says, fix it. Fix it one by one. If you feel this deep down sort of like disappointment and pain because of them, even though it was years and years ago, then approach them. If you can, if they're around, if it's possible, approach them and talk to them and say, look, you know what? You know that thing that happened between us years ago? I want my closure, as they say. Now, you'll sit there and tell me, well, say that was what, 15 years ago. You know, we've moved on, time has healed. If you think time has healed, that's fine. But it is important that we do a little bit of muhasabah, a little bit of self-knowledge and self-thought and self-accountability to truly understand what are those things in the pit of our stomach that causes a little bit of this movement inside of us where our stomach goes crazy now, our BP goes up, we begin to sweat, right? If it's a sibling, if it's a parent, if it's a first cousin, if it's a spouse, if it's an in-law, if it's a friend of yours, address it. Address it whenever you can. Okay, when I say address it, I mean bring it up. Like now you're older, they're older, hopefully maturity has kicked in. You can have this conversation with them. I remember when I did this exercise, I'm still doing the exercise. It's been over 10 years. I'm still going through my list one by one by one. Can you imagine? I remember I approached one person, and this is a true story. You know, when I was a little bit younger, I thought I was this funny guy in school. Right, the class clown, comments here and there, little snide remarks, blah blah blah. And sometimes I thought that, you know, in order for you to be funny, is you're being funny at the expense of somebody else. Okay, so while I got a cheap laugh from the class, I could tell that person wasn't too happy with my comment. Or I would do that inside of my community, let's say, for example, sometimes on an open mic. And I remember specifically, when I really sat down and thought long and hard, thought to myself, okay, this one person I have to approach. And I approached this guy. He was married. He had kids in my community. He was a lot, obviously, you know, he's younger than me, but he was, you know, we moved on in life. And, you know, with him and a little bit of courage, I remember one day after a program, I pulled him aside and said, look, you know, I wanted to mention, to talk about what happened, you know, 15 years ago. This happened, that happened. Do you remember? He says, I remember. Of course I remember. I said, right? And I said, I just wanted to apologize for that. It was wrong of me. And you know what he said to me? He said to me that I have been waiting for you to apologize to me for a long time. And I feel so much better now, so much lighter now. He felt light. I felt light. We had a hug. We had a moment, you know, before social distancing, don't worry, all that, right? And that was one off my list. And you wouldn't believe how much of the anchors of the heart were lifted from that one exercise. إلهنا ما عاد لك مليك كل لمن ملك لبيك قد لبيت لك لبيت
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. لبيك لك لبيك إلي